rock and roll music, Libertarian Talk. Rock and roll,
broadcasting worldwide via the internet out of the region formerly known as the United States, now known as FEMA Region 4, Dalton, Georgia. You're listening to the Rockroll100FM.com's podcast, The 8th Year Show. And now here's your host, Anthony Stone. Hell yeah.
This is podcast 81, and it is a reboot. I'm not sure how much of the original 81 I'm going to take, but I just wanted to start out with some several news stories that I was listening to. One was, or is, about Julian Assange. It looks like Trump is fixing to pardon Julian Assange. All he was guilty of is exposing wrongdoing with the government, within the government, and he didn't steal them himself. It was actually leaked to him, so he was just doing his job as a journalist. That case will set precedents for future journalists as well. I personally think they should release Snowden too. Now, I know Snowden did steal some secrets, but his agenda was not to harm people, but to help people know what drastic measures their government was going to. So while we're talking about freeing Julian Assange, I think we should free Snowden as well. I'm going to discuss something that was happening a year ago with the poo-poo heads and the hijabs over the heads of women. And as Heil holding them old signs made by that monstrous woman that supports suppression of women everywhere. Back when Christians would demand women to stay silent, that was such a big deal. But you got these monstrous Islamic bastards who make it a part of their religion to enslave women. Now, the average everyday Muslim, I'm talking about the ones that believe in God, believe in doing good, giving money to their causes, and taking care of their children, and raising their children to love God and love others. I'm not talking about those Muslims. I was listening to a Muslim atheist going on about that, about how his family didn't even realize anything about that kind of stuff. They just believed in God, and he's an atheist now. I heard him on another radio program, and he was talking about what the Muslims believe in and all that, and what woke him up and what got him away from it. Terrorism was one of the things that got him away from it. If you're an everyday Muslim and you believe in God and you don't hate people, I've got no problem with you, just like I don't got no problem with anybody who believes in America, anybody who loves America, anybody who comes here with the idea that they're going to become an American, I don't have anything against you. But if you're foreign nationalist, trying to change my country, trying to subvert my country, if you're an Antifa communist bastard, that's when I've got problems with you. And I'm not saying that we kill you or anything. I'm just simply saying, I'm not going to support that. And there's no making me ever support that. This is America. There's room for everybody, even people we disagree with. And that's something that the hardcore left has forgotten today. Back in the old days, liberals would defend people's rights. Like, even in my last podcast, I was going on marijuana. I just can't defend it. And I understand that, yeah, we probably don't need the government involved in it, but they are involved in it. Why remove it now? It's been illegal my whole life. I will be 43 this summer. It was illegal then. It was illegal my whole life. So I think it should stay illegal. It's more harmful than good. And if we want to talk about the drugs on the market that should probably be banned with it, well, that's okay, but we don't need to just say just because they're on the market, we need to put this out here. I mean, maybe if the pure brands ain't got something harmful in them, maybe we can talk then about legalization and taxing the hell out of it, and making it only available in drugstores, just like it used to be. We shouldn't have pipe farms and people trashily rushing to Colorado and other places where they can get it. And now they conventionally smoke it in California. No shock there. California is one of the worstest places on the face of the planet. It's literally a cauldron of hell. If you had a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah, think about a whole state that's California. And I'm sure there's some good people living in California. And I'm sure scattered abroad there's here's and there's like Mitt Michael Savage and other people of his ilk. But in general, it's ran by smut. It produces smut. It's just a kingpin of evil. I know that's probably going to make a lot of people mad and say, oh, you're judging them. I'm not judging anybody. Well, I guess maybe I am, but we're all sinners. There's national sins and personal sins. California would definitely be a national sin. It's a national sin that people have allowed themselves to become that wicked that they're against everything good. Like the hijab thing. I mean, that should be praised everywhere. Especially by the feminist movement. That they're tearing the hijabs off in Iran. And I'm hearing Donald Trump stirred that up. Several sources is reporting it. Don't know if that's true or not. Don't know if I blame him. But at the same time, that might be playing the same card that Hillary and Obama. Of course, the difference is the desired result. The desired result of Obama and Hillary was to create ISIS so they could finish their global world agenda. Donald Trump, on the other hand, it could backfire on him, because when you play with Islam, and Iran's not really probably in the same category with the Islamists that formed ISIS. Indeed, we know they're not, despite them always trying to make one. There's not a same, it's different. At the same time, you have radical Islamists who flag and beat and punish women for, even if they just accidentally go out of their house or out in public with their head uncovered. And about Saudi Arabia? What about in Saudi Arabia, where women are now driving their cars? Women are getting some rights in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is coming a long way from where it is, and that's Donald Trump too, by the way. But there's also a bunch of Saudis in there that don't agree with the terrorism, that don't agree with this world that they live in. So there might be some good things there on the horizon. Of course, I'm not sure how long it'll last. just saying. You see, it's not about hating people. It's not about hating a race. It's not about hating, really, a religion. This is a political religion, religious movement, which makes it so much dangerous. Think I'll take a break for a little bit. And I'll be back with some more of this podcast. And I may just wrap it up and just go ahead and take snippets of what I've already recorded for number 81. And I can't tell you why. I guess because I wanted to touch on, see, we're already in 2018. And already stories are already breaking, like the thing about that was happening in the last week. Indeed, this picture that I was talking about was from the 27th. So it's only been a few days since this stuff's been going on. And I haven't commented on any of this. And it's good. Radical Islam should be opposed everywhere. Women should be ripping their hijabs off everywhere instead. But here in the United States of America, we got idiots who aren't even Islamic wanting to put themselves in burqas and hijabs. And they want to get themselves a Muslim boyfriend so that Muslim boyfriend can beat the hell out of them. So they can pretend they're 50 Shades of Grey astricity. And another one of them movies is coming out this year. I saw the disgusting commercial the other day. The 50 Shades of Disgust thing, where it's saying it's okay to be beat up. That's so disgusting. That's so twisted. And any man who would beat up a woman, there's nothing to that man anyway. They ought to be taken in Vlad Tepes through the balls, if you want my opinion. Any man that beat up on a woman, a Vlad staff should be piercing them balls and coming right out the ass. You know, he used to go up the ass and come out the mouth. I say go through the balls and come out the ass on a man that'll do that. And that includes Muslims. And that includes any other piece of garbage that puts their hands on women. Another piece of trash and filth. Unless you have a reason, of course. I mean, I'm not saying you should stand around and let somebody beat the crap out of you. You got the right to defend yourself. I'm just saying, you shouldn't never really be hitting on women. That's not a good thing. That's not nothing to brag off. That shows what a man you are. You're a low-life scumbum of a man if you have to put your hands on a woman. I don't care if it's for sexual. Anybody who just beat that, that's tacky in itself. Beating up a person for sexual pleasure, that's disgustingly sick. Perverse, disgusting, sick. Demented. If it's just play or something, it might be one thing. But a lot of times it's not play. They really are beating their hell out of each other. Indeed, it's a very dangerous cult that's going on right now. So that filthy movie is coming back out. That filth. Something will take me a little bit of a break. And either I might be back or I might not be. Depending on, I might take some clips from what I've already got recorded. Just wanted to touch on some new things for the new year. Because there's now, we're out of 2000, and you know I'm going to start trying to look up stories on vaccines and all that too. Because I was bullied, tried to be bullied to take signs down. See, I used to speak with signs. And then I also spoke with my JCBW wrestling. Which is an interesting thing, because I was looking at some of my journals, and my last lyrics that I was writing about were inspired by things that was happening in my life. But normally, my characters inspire the songs, like the Jelfin, the songs, and Sharon and them, they're all characters that are in my game. Normally, they're the clux, with the exception of a few lyrics that I was penning. And those will probably never even get finished, those ones that were personal. I'm not good at doing personal, but those ones that are inspired by the fiction and stuff, you can bet they'll probably come out. Another way, and I know I've just got into my music, I'm just jumping around from 2018 here, just trying to think of things to I would like to discuss other than just radical Islam and all this other garbage that we have to deal with, because in a way we're winning. There's no reason to boo-hoo anymore. I mean, we had a year of success with a lot of, and under a lot of stress, may I put. Success with stress. Because they're not going down without a fight, but Donald Trump is giving them their fight. Now, I'm worried about this DACA thing. I don't want DACA. I don't care about compromising to get the wall. I don't want to compromise. We've got the right to the wall anyway. The wall was passed in 2006. What world am I living in? But old George W. Bush come out, and that's when I realized I made a mistake voting for him. And he ain't even a real Texan, by the way. He ain't no Texan. He's a phony Texan. He come out and he basically, I've seen his bird finger. Because he just basically said he wasn't going to build that wall, even though Congress passed it. And the people wanted it, people voted for it. And it was even on the ballots, and I believe in some places. And I believe the ballots won for it in favor of it. But no, old George Bush was not going to build this wall. So the wall is ours. We don't have to compromise for the wall. It's ours. And these Congress people that are refusing to build that wall, they ought to be put out of office. Of course, that's hard to do when you got criminals that steal elections. So, thank you for listening. And if I don't record anything else, you will hear what I've already previously recorded for number 81. And I may be FNS at Twitter, APRmusic@gab.ai, and APSRmusic on Instagram. Okay, everyone, I am back from my break, whatever that was. I wasn't sure if I was coming back or not, but I did decide to come back, and it was because of this weird-ass dream I had. Okay, it's a summer day, and I'm at my swimming pool, and I look up the road, and as I can see the road from my swimming pool. I can just look up and see. I see Mark Dice going down the street, and I thought, what's he doing here? And a few minutes later, I see Alex Jones. And I didn't know this was going on. It was obviously some kind of... Of course, I would probably know what was going on in real life. But in this dream, I was just in the swimming pool. I didn't even... wasn't thinking of anything. And then I see them, and I thought, well, what's Mark Dice and Alex Jones doing on my street? Well, I see a truck pull up, and he gets Alex Jones. I don't know where Mark Dice goes. I don't know if he got in the truck with him, or he was walked on down the road. We're off a busy highway, so it would be possible. Our street's sort of like a back street. My actual house, it's like a back street off the highway. Well, anyways, next thing I know, I just see oodlings of signs of liberals, and they're screaming and they're shouting, and some of them were mixed with naked women and naked trannies. And some of the naked women and naked trannies start coming down into my yard, and I think, whoa, what the hell's going on here? And I get back, because they're kind of violent. Our swimming pool's kind of 24 foot, so it's kind of far away from, when you get in the center, you're far away from each side. So I get in the center, and they're throwing things at me, and they finally walk around. They were going, and somehow or another, I get back to my mother's house. Next thing I know, they're coming in on me there. So these are a bunch of sort of like what you would call the Black Lives Matter type people. So I don't know what was going on, but it was some major riot that even affected my city. But the strange thing is right before the riot happened, I see Mark Dice first and then Alex Jones. And Alex Jones is just getting in a truck, but I think, what the hell are they doing on my street? And then I realized it must have been a dream. And somehow or another, I drifted out of that, and I don't even remember what the rest of the dream was. before I hear my mother waking me up. Anyways, I thought that was very interesting, and I hope I never see those days. Dalton's usually, aside from its influx of illegal aliens, and that could be the reason why I might have been dreaming a protest here, because we are a hotbed, and they always deny in the newspaper that we are a sanctuary city, but they used to have signs up pointing that we was a sanctuary city. And my father, he used to actually witness them smuggling in the illegal aliens back when he was at work, 20-something years before he told me about it. Now, he didn't tell me about this, because he knew that I was kind of, like, if I'd been witnessing that, and even if my mother had witnessed it, she would have said something, because we didn't like it. We didn't like illegal aliens, and he didn't like it either, but it's the point that I guess he worried about keeping his job, because he kept his mouth quiet. And then I guess some people could I wouldn't understand that. That's why I wouldn't ever had a job if I hadn't been disabled, because I'm nobody's servant. I live by the ruse, no king before Jesus, and he's the only one I fear. I don't fear anybody. I mean, I fear things happening, but I don't fear people in general. I will talk down to a senator. I will talk down to anybody, and I don't care about chains of commands or none of that. The only person I fear is Jesus Christ. The only person I fear is Guide. You usually won't hear me making any bold statements about Guide. Sometimes I even fear some of the thoughts if I have a bad thought in my head. I'll get fearful. He's the only entity in this universe. The only entity in this universe that I fear. Now, I can fear what people can do, like at, say, ISIS, when they actually targeted my Twitter about a few months before they was even called ISIS and before they was even in the news. And it started after I went on a tweet rant to Harry Reid. And then I found out, according to Hagman and Hagman Report, I think this is where I heard it. So, Hagman, if I've got it wrong, don't get mad at me, because this has been a long time ago since I heard this. It might have been on InfoWars, I don't remember, but one or the other, it was either InfoWars or Hagman and Hagman, I heard, or it was either Steve Quayle. He talks about this stuff a lot, too. Now, Steve, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth if you never said it. I can't remember who I got it from, because, like I said, it's been years ago. But ISIS, or Harry Reid, son, was somehow involved with the stuff that was going on in Syria. Now, like I said, he had some dibs on the oil or something, and I heard it from either InfoWars, or I heard it, probably not Steve Quayle. I don't think he'd talk about that. Steve Quayle was one of the people that was upset about what was going on in Syria, like I was, even months before you started hearing other people talk about it. We was talking about it. I was ranting about it on my tweets and my Facebooks and posts like that. And I heard Steve Quayle going on about it too, about what they was doing to people, what ISIS was doing to people. And unfortunately, we paid for ISIS. That is one good thing under Donald Trump. And I think some of that raging, what that raging is about, is a part of that. Even like Kim Jong-un. He ain't got nobody he can bully around. Because Trump plays the same mockery game like he was mocking. Everybody took him so serious the other day when he was going on about the button. But he was literally just mocking that little fat prick. He was letting him know he wasn't scared of him, and he was giving it to him in bully talk. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. We played with these people too long in this world. Donald Trump's giving them what they need. And I've done the same thing. I might have even done worse. I'd probably called the little fat thing a lot more things other than Rocket Man and stuff like that. Because I can tend to be foul at times, and I wouldn't make it in a world like that. I probably wouldn't even be able to held it. If I had been able to work, I probably wouldn't even been able to held a job for my big mouth. My big mouth would have got me fired. I'm still running my big mouth. How I probably got ISIS's attention, and I didn't realize this. And I did hear this on InfoWars. I heard it from that girl called Syria Girl. And she was telling that before ISIS was Before ISIS was ever even anything, they started out on the internet. And, well, back in the old days when I used to do blogging, I used to write about Arafat. I used to write about the Hezbollah. And I used to write about Fallujah. Well, Fallujah was one of the things that ISIS was upset about. I wish I hadn't deleted all my old posts. I'm sure they're out there somewhere in cyber world. But I was kind of young back then and still sometimes make stupid stuff. Like, I look back on my coverage of Paddock shooting that some guys made a movie about. I saw the trailer to the documentary yesterday on InfoWars, and I want to see that movie. But anyways, a lot of my coverage was babbling and screaming at the back of the TV, like, because I just knew it was something bigger than what they was telling us. I mean, they was trying to make it to downplay any thoughts of terrorism. And we know why, because the people in Las Vegas don't want to lose their trade. And the Fox News and all that, they was already working hard to keep it being called terrorism. And I knew it was terrorism from the moment it started. Now, I don't really know that anymore, because now I'm hearing about the Saudi Arabia wars and all that stuff, and I don't know what went on in Vegas. It's a big mess. I covered the Vegas thing for a whole month. It's probably a good thing I did. See, I didn't know my foot was going bad. I was obsessed with doing my exercise daily till I got stuck on the paddock thing. I probably wouldn't have took the break that I did if I hadn't been forced to that, because I was just monitoring the news all the time so I could get on my podcast about it, because, you know, I started, it's not that I was trying to make a name for nobody knows who I am. They still don't know who I am. And I don't even know if anybody will ever know what I am, who I am, because I just do it, you know. I just do it because I have to do it. It makes me feel a little better, just even if I'm just talking in front of a tape recorder and putting it on the internet, and if nobody ever hears it, that's fine, because if you do hear it, thank you. Thank you for listening. But even if you don't hear it, at least I got to rent out what's going on, because I don't really have anybody to talk to anymore. My mother and her sister, they don't really want to talk about this stuff. And my daddy would sort of listen to me, and I had a cousin, Larry, where I could, for years, I talked to him about stuff like this. He died, and even my old hateful writing daddy, as writing as he was, me and him, up until the last year, it got so bad, but I didn't even know he was sick. Yeah, I'm sure the sickness probably had something to do with it. But we didn't know that at the time, because he was hateful to me. That's why I didn't know the difference, because he was hateful to me. And I don't really have anybody to talk to anymore, so I just talk it out. Well, it was kind of like that in the old days, too. A lot of times when I was blogging, I was just blogging just to get it out of my head, because I'm an introverted person, really. But at the same time, I got to get this stuff out. If it's going on in my head, I got to get it out. I feel better once I get it out. Sometimes I can strain myself. I thought this one time where I was doing podcasts every day, and I mean not even stopping for Saturday and Sunday, and I'd wear myself out, so I quit doing that. And now I've gotten where I just do them every once in a while. But anyways, I've got far, far away from my dream that I had. But I was just talking about things that I think. And one of the reasons why I think I would have this dream is because, like I said, Dalton, Georgia is a hotbed for illegal aliens. And what if, I've been begging ICE to come here for a long time. I mean, even in Bush's administration and even through Obama's administration. But now that Trump and them really are cracking down on the illegal aliens, I've been really, really, really hammering at it. I spent last year hammering about it. That may be some of the stuff behind the attacks that, of course, it could be other things. I mean, There's all kinds of things that be going on to this. I mean, it's obvious. It's obvious he don't like the fact that we're here. His old son turned our trespassing sign and put it in the driveway, the shared driveway. And there's nothing he can do about the shared driveway. But they made sure they harassed us all throughout the holiday. And I don't even know if it's over yet, because we're just now getting on the weekend. I guess we'll find out. This is podcast number 81. And if you've listened to it and you've heard my theories or what I've thought about my dream and about whatever I was talking about in the first half, I don't even remember because it was last night when I recorded it. And I've been asleep twice since then, so I'll hear it when I put it back together. I know I discussed Trump. He's going to always be a subject. I'm going to try to touch on other things this year. Like I'm going to try to touch on the flu vaccines. Because there's more important things in the world than little old Islam. Despite it being big, it's still little because they're never going to defeat Jesus Christ. He's going to be the man that returns. He's going to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, whether they like it or whether they don't. So even Islam is little compared to them. And as big as it is, the New World Order is little compared to Jesus. They've got no power over him. George Soros is little compared to Jesus. He's definitely got no power. Unfortunately, if Tex Mars ain't right and these Europeans stole the Jews' birthright, and I believe he's right, because the Mediterranean people don't usually look like they look. It's possible. I'm not trying to be a Jew basher. But the Mediterranean people and people of the Eastern in general, like even the Italians and stuff, they've got a distinguished look. It wouldn't shock me any. But George Soros, it's shameful that he even shares the same nation blood that God blessed. But you know definitely George Soros ain't getting none of that blessing, that's for sure. Not unless he turns around. He's going to bust hell wide open. He's an evil, evil, rotten to the core man. And about that Hillary thing, now I'm going to tell y'all. And I'm not going to go into full details, but let's just say it's been really cold. There could have been chance for a house fire. But it does seem suspicious, them talking about bringing back the investigations against Hillary and her emails. I mean, it's very suspicious. I mean, it's very, very cold here in the East over here. I mean, they've got lots of bad snowstorms and everything else going on around here. So it's possible that she had a house fire, but doubtful. Her and Bill, by the way. It was her, Bill's home, too. Well, thank you for listening. I probably got a lot more to say, but I'm going to close. APFNS at Twitter. APSR Music at gab.ai. And at APSR Music on Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the APS show on rockandroll100fm.com. The Duck. Quack. 2017 All Rights Reserved.